President Michael D. Higgins and his wife Sabina have travelled to Rome for the funeral tomorrow of Pope Francis. The President and Mrs. Higgins will pay their respects at the Pope's lying in state in St. Peter's Basilica today. Tomorrow they'll return to St. Peter's Square for the funeral. The Vatican has said that so far more than 128,000 people have viewed Pope Francis' body. From Rome, our correspondent Fiona Mitchell.
President Michael D. Higgins will be among those paying his last respects to Pope Francis today when he attends the lying in state in St. Peter's Basilica. The President, who met the Pope on five occasions, said the world had been struck by the generosity of Pope Francis in seeking to embrace all humanity. Tens of thousands of people are expected to file into the lying in state today before the Pope's coffin is closed later tonight, in a ceremony presided over by Dublin-born Cardinal Kevin Farrell, ahead of the papal funeral tomorrow morning. More than 100 foreign delegations, including heads of state and royalty, will begin arriving in Rome today, ahead of tomorrow's funeral. A major security operation is underway across the city. Fiona Mitchell, RTE News, Rome.
The chipmaker Intel has said it's to cut jobs in a bid to streamline the organisation and eliminate management layers to enable faster decision making. The company did not announce a specific number of layoffs, but this week Bloomberg reported that it's planning to cut 20% of its global workforce. It's not known what impact the job cuts would have on Intel's Irish operation, which employs 4,900 people. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan.
In its latest set of financial results, Intel gave a weak forecast for the current period that came in below analysts' estimates. In a message to employees, the Intel CEO, Lip-Bu Tan, said the company needs to get back to its roots, empower engineers, and remove organizational complexity. He said there's no way around the fact that these changes will reduce the size of its workforce, a process that he said would begin in this quarter and move as quickly as possible. Over the next several months, Intel said it may be July before it gives a finalised headcount reduction number. The Minister for Enterprise, Peter Burke, said he is continuing to engage with the company at what he described as a difficult and uncertain time for staff. He said it's likely to be several weeks before detail is available on the impact of the cost reduction measures. He added, however, that it is positive that the company will continue to focus investment on its core business of manufacturing semiconductor products, which is its primary activity in Ireland.
A new report has found no evidence linking increasing numbers of properties listed on Airbnb and falls in new tenancies in the wider rental market. The study by the Economic and Social Research Institute says its findings do not mean that the short-term letting platform has not had a detrimental effect on the rental market in certain areas, but it did not appear to be the root cause of the drop in accommodation available for tenants. Our Economics and Public Affairs editor, David Murphy.
This ESRI report says there's a very strong correlation between Airbnb listings and previously recorded holiday homes in rural areas. It says it cannot be assumed many short-term lets in non-urban areas would switch to private rentals in the absence of Airbnb. It adds short-term property lettings are highly concentrated in tourist hotspots along the West Coast and Dublin and Galway cities. Airbnb represents 1 in 3 lettings in Westport, 1 in 6 in Killarney and 1 in 10 in Dublin's south inner city. The report says government measures to restrict the use of Airbnb may have discouraged some, but appears to have been largely ineffective.
Authorities in Ukraine say 3 people, including a child, have been killed in a Russian drone attack in the eastern city of Pavlograd. The regional governor said 8 other people were injured and that several fires had broken out in the city. Ukraine's Air Force said Russia launched 103 drones in overnight attacks across Ukraine, causing damage in 5 regions. President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, is expected to hold further talks with the Russian President Vladimir Putin later today on a US plan to end the war. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, told the American network CBS that negotiations were progressing.
The President of the United States believes, and I think rightly so, that we are moving in the right direction. The statement by the President mentions a deal, and we are ready to reach a deal. But there are still some specific points, elements of this deal which need to be fine-tuned.
A new survey suggests that consumers on the island of Ireland expect a weaker economy, less favourable job prospects and higher inflation over the next 5 years. The research undertaken on behalf of credit unions indicates that people are increasingly concerned by issues around tariffs and the cost of living. Our consumer affairs correspondent, Angus Cox.
This credit union consumer sentiment research was carried out in February before the announcement of US tariffs. The findings suggest that just over a quarter of consumers in both the Republic of Ireland and in the North expect the economy to be stronger in 2030. However, according to the survey, consumers in the Republic are notably more downbeat about the medium-term outlook, whereas Northern Ireland consumers have become more positive. Nearly 4 in 10 consumers across the island believe the jobs market will be weaker in 5 years' time, though the research does suggest that slightly more consumers in both the Republic and North think household incomes will be higher in 2030 compared to those anticipating a drop.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
Wet this morning with widespread rain and some mist and hill fog. The rain becoming confined to Leinster and Ulster through the day. Sunny spells and heavy showers will follow elsewhere, with some spot flooding possible. Highest temperatures of 11 to 16 degrees.